springtime tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
It's peak season for asparagus, which pairs perfectly with a light and crisp rosé.
Mini bottles of champagne and sparkling wines are perfect for adult Easter baskets. And they're really cute, too.
My perfect brunch? Belgian waffles, with extra whipped cream and a holiday pour of your sweetest rosé.
Whether you're hosting or just bringing the wine, we'd love to share our always low prices and ridiculous selection this spring at Total Wine & More. Cheers.
Yeah, what's up, y'all? What's going on, brother?
Dream Champs Radio, baby.
He's a legendary Queens rapper.
Hey, hang, Sangria, this your boy, N-O-R-E.
He's a Miami hip-hop pioneer.
What up, is DJ EFN?
Together, they drink it up with some of the biggest players in music and sports.
You know what I mean?
The most professional, unprofessional podcast and your number one source for drunk facts.
This is Drinks Champ Radio, where every day is New Year's Eve.
Let's go!
Hey, hey, Sangria, hope you're savvy. It's your boy, N-O-R-E.
What up, is that Crazy Hood DJ EFN?
And right now, this is motherfucking Drink Champs motherfucking podcast.
Make some noise!
And right now, who's joining us is one of the most anticipated artists from back then, and he's most anticipated for right now. He came home from jail. He's the only nigga that came home from jail, and he wasn't mad at nobody. He met with Jay-Z. He met with everybody. He told everybody this love, and he's still looking young. I seen the nigga at his video yesterday. The nigga's doing. I'm like, yo, how you do that? I had to ask the nigga. I said, yo, you got TV in jail? And the nigga said, no. And he's home right now. He's still smiling. He's still looking young. My brother, only rapper I gotta personally apologize to, because I'm a real nigga, and I love that nigga, and I will work to make sure that he calls me his brother again. We got true life in the motherfucking building.
Yeah.
I'm gonna reiterate that
because
I really love true life, and me and him was so close when he went away.
Yep.
And he's the only rapper that when I heard that True was like a little mad at me, like, I'm gonna be honest. When I heard that he was a little mad at me, he's the only person in the universe that I said he's right. Cause I'm so honest. When a person is mad at me, what's up, Ed? How you doing? Goddamn, you looking at me funny.
Everybody's mad at you right now.
No, everybody's mad at me. Most usually when a person is mad at me, I always be like, well, fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'll be like, yo. But he was the only person I sat back and I listened. I said, damn, whatever he's mad at me about, I 100% agree with you. And I apologize, my brother, because you know why? If you were mad at me, or if you even looked at me in a side way, you're absolutely right. Because, you know, I was just trying to find my way, and I don't have no excuse, my brother. Like, I don't give a fuck what I'm about to tell you, because it's about to help me. But honestly, true life, I really do love you as a brother, and I apologize. How long did you do?
8 joints.
8 goddamn years.
Yo, welcome home.
And this, I seen the nigga yesterday. This nigga was like, he's here. He's home.
Oh, shit.
He's here. He's home. And we want to do nothing but big you up, my brother, because this is a show for legends. And you are 100% hands down legend. We just seen a picture with you and Prodigy. Mm. How did that go?
Facts.
Yo, Twin, where you at? Don't get me smoking on camera.
Yeah.
How did that go?
Ron Artest, man, and my boy Tone and shit. Ron, he had brought Ron Artest over to the studio. We was playing music and I'm just vibing out. And the next day he just called me up telling me if I wanted to meet with him. Man.
Right.
I was like, shit, no problem.
He asked you, did you want to meet with Pete?
Yeah.
Okay.
He asked me if I, you know, thought I would like to meet with Pete to put that shit behind. He would like to help dead it. I told him it really wasn't really nothing to dead, but I said, you know, we could do it. We could get up or whatever.
Now, this is your first time seeing Pete since the incident?
No.
You seen Pete before?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
oh.
we kind of seen each other afterwards, you know what I'm saying? So we kind of had like...
But they didn't
but
talk.
Now, no, we talked, but now we kind of just went into a little more, like, you know what I'm saying? We sat down and talked, and I told him. I apologized to him as well, you know what I'm saying?
As far as,
yeah, facts.
This is a real man right here. I mean, let's make some fucking noise.
Yeah.
True life is a real motherfucker. So
it takes a lot. It took a lot of growing for me to get to that point, you know. And I just told him that I'm gonna change. You know, the man that was standing in front of him that day is just a different person, you know. So. And I told him, I actually told him that I was proud of him, you know, sit there to even have that conversation, because I know it takes a certain kind of man to, you know, have that conversation, you know, to sit down and do that. So I told him I was proud of him.
So we're proud of you for that. But then also we seen, like when you first came home, like your third day or something like that, you posted a picture with Jay-Z at Rock Nation, correct?
Yeah.
So how was that? Because I heard you say on the Breakfast Club, he was like, most people thought you was going to come home mad.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you came home happy as fuck, jewelried up. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I'll be honest with you. You know, when I was in the pen, you know, it's a lot of resentment, a lot of anger, you know, that you feel when you're in there. But I just knew I couldn't come home with that. You know, I had to leave that behind me. Right. You know, because I know that's the devil. So I ain't trying to be with the devil. I'm trying to be with God. And I just felt like that's a heavy burden and nobody want to carry around. Hate, anger. Like, I don't want to be a person to be bitter and carry hate. I don't want to hate anyone. So I just knew it was time to just let go and forgive everybody, whoever. Mm.
Let's make some noise for that, goddammit. Yo, Jay Thomas told me he's gonna get me drunk. It's time for you, motherfucker. Yo, let me just say something. Jay Thomas, you know what's the most funniest shit? Yes, not the funniest. This is the most realest shit yesterday. I'm at your video and I wanna really support you. So I wasn't there as an artist. I was just really there as a person to support you. And one of your guys, I don't know if he's here, he had there you go, right here. Come over here. I knew him, right? Yeah. But I just didn't remember where I knew him, but I knew him.
Yeah.
And he came up to me, he gave me a five. And I said, how you doing, my brother? And you know, this is his exact words he said to me. I said, how you doing? He said, I'm straight. Leezy home. Yo, but his how you call it?
Demeanor?
Oh my God. When I looked at him, and it made me realize how many people you employ. And that doesn't mean like you giving them money, but it's so many people who have faith and have hope in you. And that shit was crazy to me. Like, I know you don't even know what you did to me yesterday. I know when he said it, and I just looked at him and I was just analyzing him. And because he said, yo, man, I said, yo, how you doing? He said, Lazy home, and it actually fucked me up. That's the first thing I thought about when I woke up just now. It was like, how many people who depended on you, how many people who trusted in you to change their life, and now you home again. And although you just home like maybe 2-3 months, maybe. Yeah. You still have that responsibility that the Lower East Side.
Facts.
And what I mean by Lower East Side, when I say fuck Lower East Side, I'm not saying fuck Lower East Side. I'm saying, but it's so many people who really just look at you to change the world. Like, how is
it's a lot of responsibility.
You got Matt, thank you for having more responsibility than me. But, like, how the hell is that, though?
Well, you know, I just feel like I learned a lot from the mistakes that I made in the past, and I just feel I realized that I did let a lot of people down, you know, by certain decisions that I made in my life, and I'm trying to correct those things and do things differently now. So I'm trying to make them proud, and I'm trying to go out here and win, and trying to help out and do things in a different way. So I just feel like I'm trying to put God first and stay positive and win and do what I was supposed to do the first time.
Right. Now, the thing about True is, right, this is the most thing I love about True is righteous. True is a half a God body. He's a half a God. You're a half a God body.
I was God body. That's where I got True Life from.
You know what I'm saying? So I remember, like, it was a rumor. They was like, yo, True Life is Muslim in jail. And I forgot who I asked. I was like, yo, is True Life Muslim in jail? That nigga said, he was here park on the visit. Is that true?
Nah, that's not true.
Just make some noise for it not being true. God damn it. But True, listen, let me just tell you something, my brother. Once again, I would like to apologize to you as a man, because when I heard that you had, you wasn't mad at me, but you was disappointed in me. Like, that's
fair. What happened? What the fuck happened?
No, because, like, I didn't go all out to actually make sure that he know that my love is still there for him. And when you're in jail, I've been in jail. I did 3.5 years. I did a year before that, 3.5 years. So he's the only rapper that I had no argument with. I can't even defend myself. Like, because the thing about life is when you're wrong, you can't be right too. You gotta just be fucking wrong.
Right.
And this, you're the first person, like, and I would like to apologize because I really do love you as a brother, my nigga. Nah. And I listen, facts. I'm going to make sure, because yesterday I was peeping, and I was like, yo, this is my brother right here. He's like, yo, this is my guy. I was like, oh, I'm catching that guy, shit. I was like, I'm catching. So, but you know what? I'm going to work, because you know what? You got a point. Bad,
bro.
You probably wasn't peeping it, but I was. I'm petty. You know what I'm saying?
He's definitely petty.
Listen, yo, twin, you ain't making me drink. You're fine, okay, man. So listen, so I got to apologize to you. And you also got your man with me. Listen, let me tell you something. All night I was watching your moves. Like, I got a bag for it. Let's talk about this video, man. Okay, come to the mic. What's your name again?
Velas, man.
And you really the, what's that nigga name? Quentin Miller. You really like for Drake, right? Nah, I'm just playing. Look at you guys. You got nervous. I'm just fucking with you. But you did work with Drake. That's true.
Yeah, I worked.
That's a beautiful thing. Drake. Who else
Kanye.
You worked with?
Kanye.
Oh, shit.
You did Kanye's. This is one of Kanye's favorite records. Before All Day had came out, I was filming French Montana's video for, what the fuck is the record I did with French Montana? Come on, somebody help me out. Everybody looking at me like I'm retarded.
Off the
Rip.
Off the Rip.
And French played me all day. All day. And I was like, that's my favorite Kanye record of all time. And I've been trying to get at you.
Yeah.
True was introducing me to you.
Yeah.
And I was like, but I know him from somewhere. Yeah. I thought I fucked your bitch up at bit.
Nah.
Like,
yeah.
There's a lot of niggas that look at me with that look. They be like, nigga, you fuck my bitch. You know what I'm saying? But you wasn't. But let's tell the people, first off, introduce yourself.
My name is Velas, aka Young Disco.
And how the hell you hook up with True Life?
We have same manager, Gabi.
Big up to Gabi. You get a lot of money. Goddamn.
Yeah.
I heard Gabi and French not fucking around. I don't know. Let's get into that later. But go ahead. Continue.
So, True came home and we got in the studio. We just started vibing, man.
Wow. And you're from New York.
Yeah.
People don't know that. We need to claim you.
I'm from up top, but...
Up top?
I've been down low for like 5 years.
What that mean? Upstate New York?
Upstate, yeah.
Oh, okay. That's okay. Albany?
I will sell the Albany. Kingston, K.I.
He only wants shout it out.
Shout it out all day.
What's the name
of it? All day. Kingston.
Kingston.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Let's make some noise for Kingston, goddamn. So True Life is home. You squashed the beef for Prodigy.
Yeah.
Me and you is rocking. Yo, where my drink? Where's your drink?
No drink for Nori on
you
drink
and True Life is rocking. I mean, you and Prodigy is rocking.
Yeah.
There's this interview that comes out. And this guy, Jim Jones, is on The Breakfast Club, right? I got love for Jim Jones. And I know that if you guys get in the room, it would be worked out. But what did he say? He said something about you in The Breakfast Club.
It was, I don't know, that shit is like my new to me.
Right.
So it's like, you know what I'm saying? I don't even pay attention to that. I just sit back and I laugh and shit like
that. So you think it's a possibility that y'all could work it out, or is that something you're looking forward to?
As far as me, I don't got no issue with him. You know what I'm saying? I don't got no issue with him as far as me, because I've forgiven everybody, you know? Because when you want God to forgive you, you got to learn to forgive others. And I ain't been the most forgiving person in my life. You understand what I'm saying? So when I sat in that cell and I had to realize that I was asking for forgiveness for all the things that I've done wrong in my life, you know, when you sitting there facing life in prison, you know, when you sitting there, you know, dealing with that type of heavy burden, you just realize, like, you know, I guess it taught me how to forgive, you know, because I'll be honest with you, like, I bumped into old boy and, like, we could have worked it out, but
When you came home?
No.
Oh, okay.
No,
back then,
we had a little, you know, little running where we could have probably worked it out, but I wasn't in that space. I wasn't in that space. I was still in another world. I was in another mind state. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, but I'm in a different mind. I'm just in a different whole space right now. I'm in a space where even if he got something to say bad about me, I really don't, you know, I can't pay attention to what somebody else think about me. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not going to affect, you can't rent space in my mind. You know what I'm saying? It costs too much money to get in my head. You know what I'm saying?
That's another Dream Champs quote right there.
That's another Dream Champs quote.
I ain't gonna lie.
I stopped mid-sentence. I was like, damn, I gotta take that somehow.
That shit ain't free, man. That shit ain't free.
So
that
listen,
shit costs money
for the
to get
record,
in my head.
We would love for Jim Jones and True Life to sit down, because you know what's happening right now. And I don't want to keep reiterating the story, but the people at Drink Champs know. Fat Joe had called me one day, and Fat Joe was like, how did you get in contact with Jay-Z? And I told him, nigga, nobody gets in contact with Jay-Z. He gets in contact with you. So he's like, how the fuck could you? So I had set off a trend without knowing I was setting off a trend. So I hit Jay, I hit Fat Joe, and I worked out I didn't work out their beef. I knew both of them wanted to squash it, so I put them on the phone and I relaxed.
You mediated. From then.
But that initial conversation had set off a lot of other things. Drake and DMX. Drake had just sampled DMX records, and DMX manager, Ali Sammy, big you up, big up Randy Acker, big up Mr. Lee. But they got me on the phone and was like, yo, Drake just sampled our shit. Well, obviously, that was DMX. Like, and I made that happen. I set off a trend because, you know, I'm cool with Drake. 40 is one of my favorite producers, and I happen to be one of his favorite artists. So I set up this trend. So when I see that you and Jim wasn't perfectly, you know, it was something that I wanted to help out. You know what I'm saying? It was something that I wanted to pursue because. Out of every rapper in the world, I'm going to say it once again. I owe you. You know what I'm saying? Because I owe you because our friendship. Like, you the only rapper that ever, ever, ever had an issue with me. And I said, he's right. Instead of, like, because
you stubborn as a motherfucker,
I'm stubborn. Like, if my wife is mad at me, like, yo, you ain't picking up the groceries. Yeah. Like, so what, motherfucker? What's your problem? Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? But you the only, and I will make it up to you. I promise you, this is face-to-face, eye-to-eye. I'm going to make it up to you because sometimes I'm not the best person in the world, but I got the best intentions. But so with that being said, I seen you with Jay. I seen all this. Then I see you come out, you do a video. First off, is the budget open? This nigga had Ferraris, two ghosts. Then he had another two ghosts on the side just sleeping. I'm talking about phantoms.
I thought he said goats for a second. I was like, goddamn.
He had that too. He had ghosts too. He had ghosts too. Like, how the fuck? Like, for real. Like, honestly. If I'm in Costa Rica, which I'm going to Costa Rica, I got this show for Costa Rica. I want a chance to come to Costa Rica in October. I'm sorry. I want applause. But if I go to Costa Rica for 2-3 months, I miss what's going on in New York. I miss what's going on in Miami. You came home, and I know I keep doing this because I ain't as fly as y'all niggas. Y'all niggas was doing some dance, and I was like, I've been trying this dance in America for like 6 months, and I can't get it right. This nigga just came home from 8 years, and he going, I don't know, I don't get a bag for it. I'm like, how the fuck are you doing the dance better than me? Like, how does that work? Like, how do you guys, because at the end of the day, all due respect, give me a five, don't let me hang out. All due respect. Back to you, but there's no way you can know him to get in his bag. Like, how the hell did that come about, that record?
Oh, man, we just really, we went in there just vibing. We got, like, a lot of records together. Mm.
I think it was a natural thing, man, honestly. I just had came home and I was just hearing different music, my son playing me different music, you know, putting me up on what's good and what's bad, and, you know, just hearing the 14-year-old's point of view on music and stuff like that. And I just knew I had to, you know, I couldn't stay lost in space somewhere, so I felt like I had to, you know, bring some things up to speed. And I don't know, it just ended up, it was all natural, really. I wasn't even trying to, like, change things, or it was just more, I just wanted to make music that was fly and felt good. And I ended up meeting my boy Miles Williams. He's somewhere around here, my boy right there.
That's my guy, too. I met him yesterday as well.
He produced the track, you know what I'm saying? And I don't know, we just had great chemistry working with him, and then, you know, I brung him around, we linked up with him, and then, you know, just everything just came together, man. We're just...
Now, Miles, what, you from upstate New York as well?
Nah.
I'm from New Jersey.
You from New Jersey? Oh, yeah. God damn it. Right. True Life keeping it in New York. God damn, make some noise for True Life, God damn it. So, let me big up your movie.
Shout out to Saigon. Saigon introduced me to Miles, too.
Oh, big up Saigon. Saigon also... tweeted the other day that he co-signed Drink Champs and he wants to be on here. We want you to know, Saigon, you are welcome. So True Life comes home. The week you came home,
yeah.
Like, I was trying to reach you. I, I had niggas was like, he ain't fucking with nobody. That's what they told me. It made me feel better. Like,
now, you know, I felt like this though. You know, when I being gone for 8 years, you come home. You know, I felt like I had to at least give my family. First thing I could do is at least give my family 8 weeks. You know what I'm saying? Like, 50 Cent had called me up and he was like, me and him was on the phone talking, and he was just like, wow, he felt like I needed to take advantage of being home and getting in that moment of what was going on and me being back. Like, it was so big that I had to, you know, really capitalize on that. But my thing was,
twin,
what was most important to me was my family, you know, my foundation. So I had to go and take care of my family first. And, you know, that's a whole transition in itself. You know, like, I'm a human being. You just don't come out of that type of situation and just, you know, like, hey, things hunky-dory. I could just jump in the studio and everything's a wave and I got to rap and, you know, got kids, my G.
Yeah,
that's so,
priority, family priority.
So family had to come first. So once I did that, you know, they gave me, my kids then gave me the pass, like, dad, go get them. So I'm like, all right, I'm on the ass
now. You
gotta
go get them. You gotta
go get them. I'm on the ass now.
So the week you came home, right, I had dropped a record with Bleak.
Yeah.
Me and Miff Bleak. And I didn't ask Bleak, what do we name it or nothing. But I had dropped it, and Bleak was like, he called me, he was like, I don't know if True Life gonna like our shit. And I was like, why? And he was like, I was like, why would True Life like our shit? And he goes, because he got a label called Mogul Tree, right? And we had a song called Moguls.
Right.
He was like, I think we should call it something else. I was like, True, no. Like, I'm creative. Like, I'm not biting off of him. Like, but this is a dope name for a company. And did you come home with this company mindset?
I thought about that on the inside. I just had a vision in my head, and I felt like I wanted to come home and, you know, go balls to the wall and do things differently. And I just wanted to be independent and do my own thing. Like, I've been on for a couple situations already, but we just trying to figure it out right now. You know what I'm saying? And we just trying to build a brand over here. We got a bunch of different artists under me.
Right.
You know, we got different producers, singers, songwriters, all type of shit. And we just trying to build our own way. And we just doing what we doing. You know what I'm saying?
Well, the one thing I want to do is, prior to you getting locked up, we was together like every other day. And one day, you had a van, I remember. And you picked me up. We chilling in Jersey. We didn't go to New York this day. And I heard your whole album. You had played me your album, which was the album then. You had a record with Nas?
Yeah. Yeah.
And Jay Z.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, and you my man at the time. And I was still a little bit hating. I was like, how the fuck did he pull that off? You had Nas and Jay Z. And this nigga didn't leak the record.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
It still ain't see the light of day?
Nah. Oh,
yo, shit. My nigga. Listen to me. I would have leaked that the second day I was in jail.
Twice.
What? Twice. Like, I can't believe, like this is certain. Like, yo, our level is at a different peak than most people. Like, I swear to God, every day you was in, like, away, I was like, why the fuck he didn't leak that shit? Because you would have made $200,000 just by just throwing, and neither one of them motherfuckers would have sued you. Right. Because they'd be like, that's True Life. One, you kind of scared him, and two, he's gonna shoot you. It's like, leave it alone. Like, how didn't you leak these records?
They sitting in the archives. Like I said, I got a lot of archives with a lot of people.
I got no archives, my nigga. I got pun archives. Records, but he's dead. Other than that,
man, like, you don't hold shit.
Other than pun, I don't hold shit. Like, I'm not gonna lie. Joe came to my crib one time and I played him some pun records. He was like, what the fuck is wrong with you? I said, there's nothing wrong with me. I don't wanna make no money off of this dead man. And he said, damn. And I swear to God, like,
I remember them records too.
You're probably the only nigga that I played. Like, I got like 7 pun records, and it's like, why would I give it to anybody? Pun did it for me, and he's gone. I can't call him to ask him if he wants to do it. So I got, honestly, I got 15. Cuts has 5. My old engineer, Cuts, big up Incredible Cuts, he DJ at the Apollo. He has 5 and I have 7 myself. But my point is, had Pun not been dead, oh my God. Had Pun been Jeezy,
you would have been leaking the
shit. Oh my God, I would have been like, Jeezy would have been like, nigga, I'm gonna kill you. See me when you see me. But yo, listen, True Life, maybe you don't really understand that when Nas and Hov initially squashed they beef, they first record they ever recorded together was fucking For You. and the fucking world don't know that. Let's make some noise for True Life. Trying to steal his record. I was trying to get on it. I just didn't know how to talk to him about it. I was just like, oh shit. And then he was just acting like it was a normal day. He was like, yeah, this is this Hov and Nas record I got. And he just kept driving. I was like, this is not normal, nigga. Like, how the fuck can you do that? But, and you, so you, would you renew that record with a new verse? Because as I remember it, they verses was not dated. Like, they didn't say something like,
it was never, be honest with you, shit was never really put together, all the way put together. It was like, you know, this person did something, that person did something, but it was never all the way put together. So I never even got to finish these records. These was records that I was working on for my album, and a lot of things just wasn't finished. And me being, I guess I was a perfectionist at that time, too, where I was really just trying to come, like, I don't know, I just was trying to really perfect things, and I'm my worst critic sometimes, so I just want things to be just perfect.
Right.
You know what I mean? But we trying to get to it now, that we trying to just press release now.
Yeah, I'm trying to feel you. I'm trying to feel you. But if I had a record with Nas and Jay-Z, I don't know how I would just slip to my engineer's
so will
hands.
That, will that record come out? Will you ever show that record?
Like I said, I got some archives. I got different a bunch of archives on a lot of people, man.
You can make $500,000 just over that record, and neither one of them is going to sue you. I'm going to keep it real because you listen. So you had a record with you, and then not only that, prior to you going to jail, there was a huge rumor that Jeezy was trying to sign you.
Yeah, that was true.
That was true, right? Yeah. Because I heard Jeezy was trying to bring you out at Summer Jam. Yeah. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And then what
happened? We got to Summer Jam late. It was weird, man, because we pulled up to Summer Jam late. Mm-hmm. He kept telling me how we was going to make a movie, and he wanted to, like, make sure Jay was there because we was getting Jay to be involved because I had left Def Jam.
Because it was
Jay left Def Jam. So I was in the middle of doing a new situation because at first I didn't want to rap no more. I had took 2 years off, and I was just going through my own little things. And my mind wasn't right, and I ran into different people like Ross and Jeezy, and they kept telling me how my star power was crazy and that I needed to do it. So at the time, you know, me and Jeezy was getting ready to do it. Then we hollered at Jay, and me, him, and Jay was going to do it, and we were thinking about doing a tour together. Jeezy was going to put me on his first single. Instead of him jumping on my record, I was going to jump on his first record, and we was going to make a movie. And we got to Summer Jam late. Jay came out and did DOA, which we wasn't expecting, and they shut the mics off after that. So I wasn't really able to catch that break. Couple days later, you know, and everything else is history.
It was also a time where Snoop Dogg and Jay was supposed to executive produce
it. Yeah, no. When I was, see, a lot, Snoop actually, with my first deal when I signed to Jay, Snoop was the one who found me first, brought me out to the Apollo. After running the mixtape circuit, and
it's big up the Apollo. I got the Apollo shirt on.
Okay. Bro, shout out to the Apollo.
Niggas can't have this shirt because you ain't performed, you foul niggas. All right,
yeah,
continue.
Yeah, so Snoop Dogg had brought me out to Apollo. We tore down the Apollo and had a couple different deals on the table, and he wanted to sign me. And at that time, I felt like it was important for me to bring, you know, some new flavor to New York. So I wanted to start the New York movement, and I ended up signing with Jay-Z, and I got Jay to cut Snoop a check to executive produce my album. So that, you know, it wasn't no type of, you know.
Hey, everybody won that.
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm gonna be honest.
That's crazy.
He just said that shit like it was normal shit. I got Snoop to cut.
No, I got Jay to cut Snoop.
This is not no normal shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? And then, so you had Snoop and Jay-Z, and then you had Jeezy.
So after that,
Jeezy was supposed to sign you as well.
Yeah, but after the Snoop and Jay situation, you know, when Jay was leaving Def Jam, I decided I wanted to leave Def Jam. So, and I was in my own space. I was in a weird space at that time. You know, I've always had my own little demons chasing me down. I'm like my worst enemy sometimes, and I didn't want to rap no more at that time. I was just dealing with some things, and then I came back, you know, and that's when me and Jeezy and Jay was going to do it, you know. After taking 2 years off and having that True York mixtape out and killing the streets and touring with Rick Ross with a mixtape out, and then I got locked up. So now
True Pop
back. Word, True Pop.
That's my shit. Yo, when you say that shit, it's a certain feeling that goes through my body. I'd be like, True Pop, I believe it. So you had Jeezy, Jay-Z.
Yeah.
You had this Elliot Wilson train. You know who Elliot Wilson is?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. He's trying to sabotage our show.
Oh,
because we're kicking
he
his ass.
He sends his train every show.
He sends his train every show. That, which means you're doing a great interview. Because you don't do a great interview, this train don't come by. So I see something very interesting from you. You call Future.
Yeah.
Meathead.
Meathead, yeah.
That was hard. Meathead. That was hard. Like, because I know you know him, because I knew Future. Oh, I didn't know him, but I knew him from the Dungeon Family.
Yeah.
And I remember me being around, because Big Boy used to be my homie. He still is my homie. Let me not say it like a past tense. But I remember seeing him around, like, I'm talking about back then.
Yeah.
How the fuck do you know everybody like I know everybody?
Bro, me and Bubba Sparks.
Is this some Puerto Rican shit?
That's my nigga, Bubba Sparks. Is this some Puerto Rican shit? This is blaming on Puerto Rican. This makes it look to be a Puerto Rican. Dominicans clap. You fucking Dominicans, I see you motherfuckers.
Thank you.
You better clap. You Cubans, goddamn it, you better clap too. Yeah, go ahead.
You remember, you know, because me and Bubba you were wild tough,
right.
And I used to tell you how me and Bubba was wild cool and all that.
That's
you
crazy.
Know, I know Bubba from before Bubba even had his deal pretty much and all that. So me and Bubba went way back, and then Bubba was like best friends with Rico Wade pretty much. That was like one of his right-hand mans. And then, you know, we all became like brothers. So Rico became like my brother, and I was always like Dungeon Family, but not signed to them, you know. But it was like I'm Dungeon Family too pretty much. Like, you know, so I grew up being in the dungeon, running around with them, doing records. They come to
the
yard.
The only Boricua with the dungeon. Dungeon Family.
Yeah. Oh man, you should have said that. The only spick with the niggas. That was hard. That would have been hard. That would have been hard. Yo, but like.
So true. I always fucked with them hard.
True, your history is so rich.
We actually got records too, though. Me and Future.
Future from back then.
Yeah, from back then.
I think I remember some of them, but
his archive mix sound like crazy.
No, he didn't sound like Future.
They in the archives.
I think I even remember you telling me, like, yo, I got a record, but his name wasn't Future. That's a fact. That's one. And I remember you telling me Bubba's boy, like, or something like that.
Yeah.
But now this guy is...
Facts. What's crazy is I was actually in the middle of telling Jay and them to sign him. And now I don't know if they remember, because he was Meathead at that time, so...
That was his artist name?
Wait,
yeah.
Did he just bring a story for us?
Yeah.
Hold on.
I actually didn't tell Jay personally, but I told me and Juan. Me and Juan was talking about
it. Yeah, Juan been dropping the ball for years. Yeah. Speaking of Juan, dropped the ball.
In his defense, I never got to play him for him, but I tried, and I told him about him, but I never got to bring him up there, and never got him I never got to play him for him, so.
That's my nigga, OG Juan. I've been avoiding him since Rock La Familia. After they fucked up my album, I've been avoiding him.
OG Juan, what's up?
But I love OG Juan. Let me be clear. I love OG Juan, but I was mad at him for a week. That was it. And I kept it longer than that, because I didn't think he was fit to run Rock La Familia. That's me personally. But let's move it on, because I love OG Juan. I got nothing but respect for him. And just because you have a problem, that's the thing is, we have to grow as people. And when I mean grow as people, what it is if you have a certain situation with a person, it doesn't make that person a bad person. It just makes that situation. You know what I'm saying? And we just move on. So OG Juan, I got nothing but love and respect for you. But you definitely shouldn't have ran like Rock La Familia. But
that's just my OG though.
That's my OG too.
It's like you complimented and then you took it back.
I mean, because I really mean that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, at the end of the day, when you're passionate about something, you can't do business with somebody who's not passionate about what you're passionate about. And I'm not saying he's a bad businessman. I'm not saying Jay is a bad businessman. I got off the phone with Jay today. First of all.
That's why you were late today.
Maybe. Yeah. In my mind.
You spoke to him, got drunk.
Nah, you know what it is? I be sending all the CEOs the numbers. Because CEOs like numbers. You understand? You understand? They like numbers. So I sent Jay that 1.22 million. You understand? You understand? Nigga asked me 2 days later at a weird hour, like 3:47. It's weird. It's weird. Now you gotta pick, Jay. You gotta pick 3 or 4. He picked 3:47. And it was like, congrats. From Italy.
And it was calculated.
And he said, from Italy. I said, oh yeah, I did see you with them jet skis, with a helmet on, slime. I had to go at it. I don't know why. I'm fucking up my own money. I don't know why.
Like, you can't help yourself.
Nigga asked me, he hit me, it was like, congrats. Because I sent him a number like 3 days ago. He was like, congrats. He was like, congrats from Italy. And I said, oh, I did see you on the jet skis with the helmet on. And then he hits me back. And he goes, pardon my Italy swag. And I said, are you going to body me on text? Are you body me on text? But this is wonderful, because he's still a funny nigga. He thinks he's funnier than me. I'm going to body you. Listen, Jay, I'm pulling out the PPB. What is that? APB?
Yeah.
That's you. Putting out the APB, we're going to come up here. But true, it's so remarkable. And I'm not saying this because you're my friend. You're a person I consider family. You're a person I consider... People don't come home and just rhyme good. Like, I know there's some records that you probably like, that's never coming out.
Man,
but this first record was so perfect.
Thank you.
Like,
man.
I'm not going to lie to you. Like, I could not leave. When I left your video, I could not get that. Because shorty, God, I get up bad for it. I was like, I ain't going to lie. I kept thinking of you. I was like, if you didn't see her, because if you're in the mirror, you will look stupid. So you gotta look in the mirror and be like, I feel like I'm looking stupid right now. So look at it. But, like, how the fuck you don't have Russell?
Shit,
what the
man.
Fuck was you doing?
I don't know, man. It's God, man. I was like I said, man, all graces and all power to God, man. Like, I feel like, I don't know, I just got put in a great situation where I had great young talent around me that just gave me that vibe.
Nah, that's true. You being humble. Let's keep it 100. How the hell you don't have, like, there's people who come on offbeat. Like, God bless Sean. We love him. We love Sean. We gonna go to Belize.
That's true.
We gonna go to Belize to get Sean. Listen, Elliot Wilson and them niggas shitted on you. They did a phone call with this nigga. We ain't doing phone calls.
We'll go there.
We're going to go
and
there.
And film coming home.
Sean, we got a show on Costa Rica. Come to Costa Rica. I don't know. This is the vital. But his first record.
Yeah.
And I love Sean. Again, let me reiterate that we love Sean.
Yeah.
But so many people shitting on his first record. And I'm going to tell you the truth. So many people was waiting to shit on you.
Yeah.
Those records, I mean, that rumor never came out. How the hell is you?
We got a lot more.
You missed 8 years.
Yeah.
But yet and still, you fit in 2016. That is a perfect thing to do.
Yeah.
I don't understand that. Like,
when you sitting in that cell, man, another type of hunger comes out of you, man. You know what I'm saying? So another thing is, I always felt like there's always been so much drama and so much other stuff around me where it was more about my story and more about the drama and beefing with this one and beefing with that one and this and that we never really got to what I really do.
Took away from the music.
Be an entertainer, which is to make music. You know what I'm saying? So you know me personally, so you know how talented I am.
Yes, I do.
But a lot of the world doesn't really know, because they just know me from little mixtape work that, you know, just was little mixtape records. They never really got to hear my album and what I really, really do.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So we just trying to get to that. So I just came home and I said, we gonna put all that to the side and we just gonna get to the music and get to the bag.
I'm not gonna lie, one day I met with True. He was in Jersey. This nigga played me his whole album, and then he asked me, I said, what you think? But he blew me away. So I was like, I'm gonna get back to you on that. He's the only unsigned nigga with better features than a signed nigga. And more, like I gotta always commend you, because, see, you're not shocking me. But the thing is, you're shocking the new me. What I mean by that is, I'm a new person, too, as well. Like, I sat around, and these people don't want to hear from me no more, so fuck making music. Fuck y'all, motherfuckers. All right? I'm just saying, this is me. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm petty. But I'm going to throw records out. I like to sell, like, $5,000-$10,000. It's pretty good. The checks is pretty good. Like, but I'm not... I'm sorry. But I'm not trying to go full-fledged in music, because they were tired of hearing me at one point. At one point, people are going to become tired of hearing. I don't give a fuck who you are, whether you Nas, Jay. You gotta know when to take a break.
Right.
You gotta know when to step aside. You gotta know when to say that the music controls it, and then you gotta go with the music. You never see them guys that be like, that's not hip hop. Like, shut the fuck up. these guys be like your new record is so new sounding.
Yeah.
But a person just gotta see you to say, that nigga's hip hop is a motherfucker.
100.
He's doing what the time permits him to do.
100.
But if one of them dudes would say, that's not hip, I would smack the shit out of him. Headbutt him. Like, I ain't even smacking him. I'm not even smacking the nigga. I'm gonna headbutt the nigga. Boom. It's like, oh shit. My head hurt too. I'm sorry. We both lost in this shit. But the shit is crazy for me to see you. Being the top, because obviously when you, and I'm not trying to bring up Prodigy to disrespect him, but he didn't answer my text. I hit the nigga. I was like, hey, you squashy what you like. You should definitely holler at me. I never even touched you. You know what I'm saying? Like, why y'all laughing? I'm just trying to be funny. Sorry. But so I'm sitting back and I'm saying, damn, true. And I'm like, you were more in your bag than I was. And what I'm trying to say is, it's about the flows nowadays. Back then was about the lyrics.
Yeah.
Now it doesn't get you could say Cheerios, Cheerios, Rosarios, Rosarios,
Rosarios,
Rosarios, and people would be like, woo! But back then you had to say Snuff Jesus. You had to say shit. But nowadays it's like simpler, but it's about the flow. So as, although it's simpler, it's actually harder for a guy who was raised on the 90s like you. Like, I seen the footage of you. You was like, I'm only playing, you know what I'm saying, certain music, such and such, such. And then you named it, and then you said, and then I'm only playing Me and Saigon shit. Like, I seen a footage of you.
Yeah.
So how the fuck can you adapt to this new generation?
My 14-year-old son, man. He my new way and all, man. All
right, let's pick him up. What's his name? Let's pick him up.
Saya, man.
Saya?
Yeah.
Saya, come on. Come hang out with me for a little while.
Right,
yo.
Facts.
Yeah, and you see me yesterday. Yesterday, I was like, Spiff see me. I was like, yo. I was like, listen, I want to support True Life. It's not about me getting in the video. I want him to know that I'm here for support.
I gotta thank you though. You know why? You help make that movie.
So young,
you know
why?
Yeah, because it wouldn't have happened if I wouldn't have known Spiff through you.
Let's make some noise, man. But I looked at it, he really got a budget. I don't know what it is. Look, Mogul Tree is popping.
Yo, hide the cars, hide the cars, hide the cars.
Keep it on.
You didn't see them driving.
Block the windows,
is
man.
Is that the Bentley out there?
Block the windows.
That's my nigga right there. Come on. He's drinking all my liquor, but come over here and shout your people out. You know you're my nigga right here. It's my. Hey, yo, do you remember Off the Rip video shoot? You almost went to jail. You went to jail, right? Yeah, come over here. Shout out.
That's my nigga Paul.
My nigga Paul right here. Paul always got a new vehicle every time I see him. I need credit. I need somebody to get credit. Tell them niggas what happened Off the Rip video shoot.
Nah, that's no comment, man. But
all right.
He can incriminate him.
Well, yo, shout out to Instagram and your people.
Nah,
man.
Next level, man. Follow Next Level.
Uh-huh.
Paul Willis. You know what I'm saying? Mogul Tree.
Mogul Tree, baby.
You know what I'm saying? Man, my man, keep doing y'all thing.
I'm trying to be the president of Mogul Tree.
Shout out to my nigga. Shout out to my nigga Fresh and Timeless up in here.
Listen, I'm gonna tell you, Fresh O' Rich.
My nigga.
He hired me for a party and then never told me the date. Like 2 years ago. That's how rich that nigga is. I still owe this nigga money. I'm like, yo, how you calling shampoo? I'm like, yo, this nigga don't want his money. Like, he gave me half of money for a party. The nigga never booked the party. Niggas just like,
you on hold.
Look, nigga, me and you were good. I'm like, I be hitting shampoo every 2 weeks. Like, this nigga think I'm gonna do something for him? Like, let him know I'm not. And that's how rich he is. You a good nigga, my nigga. I respect you forever. And I'm still trying to, like, pay you for the party. Like, I'm still trying. But he don't give a fuck. That's rich niggas. Make some noise for rich niggas. Rich niggas, man. Big ol' shampoo, by the way. So, True Life.
Yeah.
Is that your decision to stay independent? Or this is what you want to do?
This is what I want to do.
Because I hate being independent.
Nah, I like to be independent, man. I like to do what I want to do when I want to do it. How I want to do it.
You got it. Look at your name. I ain't got it. I'm fucked up. But you sure? Because independent is $250,000 for radio to make a real hit record. And I'm not saying that's
payola. Well, we in the middle of working. Well, hopefully, you know, God willing, man, we can stay independent, you know what I'm saying, and make it happen. Which,
and have features
in the middle,
with me head.
Yeah, that's all the feature thing. That's easy, you know what I'm saying? That's easy. But it's not about features with me right now. Even though me and Cuz definitely got to get one in. With me and him, that's more of a, it's about a feature. But it's not about a feature. It's not because he's future. It's just like, it's just going full circle, you know? So I'm crazy proud to see where he's at right now. But it's more a full circle thing with him. Because I'm not really looking forward to working with too many people right now. Like, I'm not like, wow, I need to do a record with this one or that one. Nah, I'm good. Right. Like, you know, Velas, Miles, like, we good.
Velas,
like, we
nigga.
Got our own sound.
Did I make sure we cool? Because I need a beat.
Yeah, he's real modest, man. But I want to let y'all know, man, like, he's real special, man. He's definitely
Velas
real special,
is,
man.
And
he's stopping with that.
I'm going to get your number because you got to teach me to dance. Like, at some point. Like, he was like, is that the new nigga wave? It's like, y'all just... It's just vibing. It's just vibing, right? No. That's not drugs, though, correct?
Sometimes.
My nigga, Melis, come on, my nigga. I need a nigga like you to A&R my shit. I'm trying to chop my shit to L.A. Reid. L.A. Reid, answer my fucking call, goddammit. I got to clear this Future record. I got a Future record, too. It's old, but it's popping. Let's make some noise for me trying to hear my Future record.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
We're back to Drink Champs Radio with rapper N.O.R.E. and DJ EFN.
Listen, once again, you're one of the most genuine people I ever met. And you're one of the people that I didn't care whatever you said. I should have went more all out to make sure I could stay.
No, don't worry about that, man. We passed that shit.
You're still
my brother for the record.
Are you still his brother? Make some noise, goddamn!
You're not that guy no more.
So he's like, he was introducing me. He's like, this is my guy. I was like, oh, shit, I ain't family no more. Damn it.
It's my guy.
But listen, man. I was so proud of the way you came home. I was so proud of what you did at the Breakfast Club, what you did at Sway. I was so proud because a lot of people don't know that. Because you know what's fucked up about you? Your gangster image overshadows everything you ever did righteous.
Wow.
Like it 100% shadows it. Because you used to tell me, nigga, relax. You used to be like, yo, you gonna throw your whole career? He used to tell me this. But the people don't know that. And I'm like, God damn it. Like, that's one thing. What does True Life stand for? The righteous?
The righteous uniting everybody living in a fantasy environment.
That is hip hop. That is hip hop, EFN. Make some noise. You and your band. Let's go.
I gotta get you this Music's My Religion, man, that Scram Jones did.
Shout out to Scram Jones.
Love that.
That's who told me you was mad. Scram Jones was like, yo, you ain't reached out to True Life since he been in jail? And I was like, Scram Jones. What the fuck are you talking about, Scram Jones? And then that's who, and Scram is a great guy. Scram Jones. You know, he brought his man to get shot in the club the other day. His man got shot.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I can laugh. It's okay.
He said it
on here. You remember?
He felt mad awkward about it.
He broke his man. We won't mention that incident. We're going to get off all that. Because you just came home.
Whoa.
And you're our first parolee. Let's make some noise for us not smoking. We got Ross. Ross is coming.
Yep.
And Big Bo, you know Big Bo, the old guy with the beard.
Black Bo.
Yeah. Big Black Bo.
I definitely want to shout out Rick Ross though. I gotta keep it real, man.
Yeah,
you know, you know more than anything, like being in this business, how fake niggas is.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
And one thing about your video.
Nah, but it's bigger than that. Like
he's
always just been the same person as long as I known him. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like we know each other like pretty much from the beginning, you know what I'm saying? From the beginning of his career.
And Young Sav as well. Big up Young Sav.
Yeah, shout out to Young Sav for sure. Definitely helped me put that video together and all that. Sav is my guy, too. We go back from the Def Jam days and all that. But me and Ross go back 05, touring together. And I seen him be from, you know, having no album out to, you know, having all the success he's had now.
What
he's never
Rick
changed.
Ross
he's
name?
Always been the same person.
He had like a Mayhead name. What was his name?
Teflon.
I don't know him from the Teflon days, though. We don't go that far back.
Oh, yeah. We're going to hear some funny shit.
But I'm just saying he's a genuine one. You know what I'm saying? Niggas can say whatever they want about him.
I got bulletproof. The thing about this show is usually we have every rapper's liquor on the table. We have Raw shit, we have Diddy shit, we have Dame Dash shit, we have Jermaine Dupri shit.
Where's EFN shit?
EFN.
That's my Colombian. That's my shit.
So I'm gonna tell you what you don't got. You're missing one thing. Some motherfucking Rosania.
Dyslexic. I can't pronounce it. Is it Rosarios? Or
Rosanios.
Rosanios.
Not Cheerios. We don't need Cheerios. Right. Rosanios.
So,
you already know, man.
So now, back in the days, I remember seeing a video of you in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Was it correct?
Yeah.
You had a butler.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not gonna lie. I went to Dubai. They gave me like a 6-bedroom. I was like, I ain't got no butler. This shit ain't right. I was on my True Life shit, right? In my mind. But You had it was a video of you. You were in Vegas.
Yeah.
And you woke up and the butler came to you.
Yeah,
shout out. I was getting a lot of money, but I didn't have the butler service.
Shout out to my man Rick, man. We used to go out there and play around a whole lot.
Was that your homeboy from Alaska?
Yeah, yeah, that's the homie.
You brought him to my crib. You remember back in the days? You brought him to my crib.
Shout out. He always asking about you too.
But listen, this is what I'm asking is, how did this rose that? Because listen,
It started a trend.
Yeah, yeah, like champagne and cereal. So continue. I'm sorry.
Yeah, and other niggas started doing it with liquor and stuff like that. Other different brands of liquor and stuff like that.
Yeah, they started doing it. Let's shout them out so we get the shit on them. Who did it?
Nah, that's a form of flattery. You know, imitations are part of flattery. So I'm cool. They know what it is.
So you came home and said, I'm going to make cereal?
Yeah. Yeah, we still trying to figure it out. Everybody be asking me, damn, where can I buy it?
I'm not going
to
lie.
We've been playing around with it, you know what I'm saying? Like, we trying to get the cereal all the way right, you know what I'm saying? Like, so it's going to be out soon, though.
Because I had Norios. You remember?
Yeah, I remember.
I had Norios in what year was this? Grimy. But I never intended on selling the shit.
Yeah, facts.
But, like, people still be hitting me like, motherfucker, where them Norios at? I'm like, it was a video. But you're dead serious about this shit.
We dead serious, man.
You're dead serious about this shit. And the thing about
hip-hop. When you eat cereal, though, with the rosé is sweet. So with the certain cereal, it just tastes sweet. It actually tastes good. You know what I'm saying? It actually tastes good. The sugars and the champagne and all that, it just
And you had the rosé too?
Got that
too?
Taste to it.
Yeah. You're getting a lot of money. I see a chain. It's a lot of money. Go ahead. Talk to the mic.
That's pub money, Daddy O.
You gotta remember, man, this man got Kanye records, Drake
all day,
records.
All day, all day.
What Drake records you did? Nah, I worked on Right Hand with my man Vinyls and Frank Dukes.
You getting a lot of money. You signed yet?
I'm signed to Coke Boys in French.
Coke Boys, let's big up the Coke Boys again. Let's pick up the Coke Boys.
You know, Prince Montana's and Swanky as well, and Tree Gang. You know, we were up in that Tree Gang.
For those that don't know, when he say Tree Gang, that is called Mogul Tree. That is True Life's record label. That's True Life's company. That's True Life's family.
It's a movement.
I want to support it.
Facts.
I want to. Like, we got like maybe four people who listen to us.
Four and a half.
Million. Nah, y'all got more than that.
This month we have 4 million. Goddamn, let's make noise.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm proud of you too, though, man.
Thank you, my brother. We in the middle of doing deals.
Congratulations.
With big people.
Yeah, we got a lot of things happening.
We got the best engineer in the world. We got the best camera people in the world.
Rich Blanc.
And we went at it. See, the thing is, we went at it.
What up?
Like a vid, like a, like,
what up?
Like a, like, we hired the best people that was for the job because we didn't want to go places and hire people, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And get interns that who's mad at their life. We wanted to hire the real shit.
That's for
and
sure.
This
That's
is
sure.
the thing. Like, when you came home, I knew my first thing was to do was to fix my relationship with you because as a brother, I was disappointed in myself.
We love.
Nah.
Don't worry about that. We good.
Even if you forgive me, I don't forgive myself. So.
Nah, you good.
Nah, because I love
I
you.
I have that problem. I said that the other day. The hardest part, sometimes I ask God to forgive me, and I just don't realize that he already has. I just haven't forgiven myself. So that's you got to work with me. I'm still in progress. You know what I'm saying?
Every day I want to be a better person. And the one thing that I did or that we did correct, like, I sat down with my brother, Diego. I don't know where Diego is at. He's probably rolling a blunt.
Knocked out.
He's drunk.
He fucked up. We're blaming him.
Yeah, it's his fault. 100%. 100%.
What happened today?
Well, I sat down with Diego, and we was talking, and it was like, the one thing that I did in life that was 100%, and I didn't slack, and I didn't do nothing, was Drink Champs. Like, I had the vision. And when I say I'm talking about EFN, I'm just speaking. But we had the vision, and I look back at it today, and I was like, we didn't slack on that one point.
No.
Because I looked at the podcast. This motherfucker been telling me to do a podcast for 2 years. This motherfucker.
And the concept for 5 years. Yeah. We had Drink Champs.
We had Drink Champs for 5 years.
As an idea. Maybe longer than 5 years.
Oh, stop.
That's dope.
Yeah, and I held down the socials and the website.
All right.
What I always tell people, don't dream because you wake up from dreams. Be an envisionist. You know, it starts with your visions, man. The power of God's in the mind, so be a visionary. Think, just envision yourself where you want to be. So y'all had that vision and y'all kept on
picturing
that vision and it came to life. And that's what it's all about. I sat in that cell and was envisioning myself doing these records, was envisioning Mogul Tree. I was envisioning saying cha-ching and having everybody say
cha-ching. I like what you said. And Tupac.
You know, now I get fans across the world that where I never traveled to, never had an album out. And I got fans all throughout Europe, Greece. You had fans in Europe.
I was trying to bring you on the tour before you went. Remember?
What I'm saying is they all doing a cha-ching and all that.
I'm just doing it out
because I was doing it in my head in my cell. And I remember telling one of my homies that was locked up, I was like, watch, I'm going to make everybody do this shit. And they doing it.
You're a legend, my
so
brother.
So it starts with visions, man. Being a visionary, power of God. Because
what you just said makes me feel like you don't think you're a legend. Do you think you're a legend? You're a legend, my brother.
Just a regular nigga, man.
You want me to break down how you're a legend?
Break it down.
Listen, people don't survive what you've been through. And if they do survive what you've been through, they don't come home on beat.
Yeah. Something loose after that.
I don't even know why y'all laughing. I'm dead serious. Like, they don't come home on beat. They don't come home connect. Like, you came home, your first record.
Because prison can break your spirit, you know that.
With Rick Ross.
I told Ross yesterday that I felt like that was God too. Like, I don't know, it was just meant for me and him to have that look and for us to do that. Like,
but it's you
know,
as well, my
brother.
Because
we go wild, bro.
I don't want you to stop ever. I don't want you to never not give yourself props. Well, and if you don't want to give yourself props, that's what I'm here for. You know what I'm saying? I'm the half Puerto Rican black motherfucking assassin drink champs.
We just hung, that's all.
Woke up out of the fucking... I don't know what you poured me, twin, by the way. What the fuck did you pour?
Death.
I'm trying to kill you. My bad. Huh? What is that?
Duck piss.
Club soda.
That's lemonade.
That's ginger ale.
Ginger ale. Yeah. Nigga, that ain't club soda. But you like, man, there's no way. I just want to support your movement. I want to
pause.
I want to be behind you. I want to continue whatever you do. And if you maintain independent, then we can play your records on here. Because if you're not independent or with other artists, we can't play the records because their labels will sue us. This is 100% facts. Like, we go through it with CBS, right? CBS be like, yo, do you own this record? I'm like, yeah, bitch.
It's CBS. Come on. It's CBS.
Go ahead, Emily. I'm just playing. did I say the real name? I'm sorry. I'm wild now. Chicken's True Life. But they be hitting me. But what I'm saying is, this is the first time, True Life, that a person that's of the industry. This is what's that show Charles Barkley, Shaquille O'Neal, and Kenny Smith does? This is inside the hip hop. This is not inside the NBA.
So rapping the DJ,
this is inside the me and him and the new Eric B and Rakim.
I like the vibe.
Listen, True Life, anytime you want. And my nigga, your name is mad hard to pronounce. I'm sorry. Is it again?
Vellus.
I thought it was Various. I'm wild.
Call me Disco like everybody else.
I call you B?
Disco.
Disco.
Disco. Disco.
You know I used to take Disco biscuits. You know what that is?
That's
ecstasy. Just take ecstasy.
Disco.
I'm not gonna lie, I had an ecstasy problem at one point.
Being from New York, you already know ain't too much coming out from up top, man. So we trying to, you know, support home base.
That's why I push you come home crazy. And you find
some niggas like, how the fuck you? Why you always pushing that nigga? Why you always saying his name?
Bellis.
You know, you say that nigga name,
when
you
Bellis.
Say your word, man. I just feel like, you know, he the future, man. He the young guy, man. That's gonna do it for the town. You know what I'm saying? So I want to see all the guys, you know, from the town win and that deserve it. You know, and I know that he's a star and he got the talent. And I want to see him win. So any way that I can assist him win, the same way other people assist me to win.
We co-signed
the
Bellis.
I want to do that back. Bro.
Let's make some noise for Bellis. Was it important after you came home to see Hov? Was it important? Or it was just something you, like, I mean, you break it down for me. Because I seen the picture. It looked like y'all was having a good time. But I just, you know.
You sound jealous.
No, I'm actually. I want this nigga to win, so I will be jealous if the
be
right
honest,
thing
we
ain't happening.
We didn't chop it up too long. You know what I'm saying? Chop it up too long. He had his own little thing going on. I popped up there. Me and OG Wong kicked it for a little while.
Right.
Kicked it with Hov very shortly.
Big
you know
OG
what I'm saying?
Wong. Okay.
Yeah, we kicked it shortly. We ain't really getting into too much. You know what I'm saying? But I was just telling him where my head is at, where my mind is at.
Right.
I ain't even played him no records or nothing. Like, you know, we got some.
Cause that was like the first week you came home, correct?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Yeah, so it was real early, early. I had one record that I had did.
And you played it for him or no?
I ain't played for him. I played it for Juan.
Right.
I got a little too excited, though. I jumped on his desk and all type of shit. You know what I'm saying?
I'm sorry. You got to describe the situation. All right, what happened?
I got a little too excited.
They're like, too late for
me. Fresh out. Yeah, I don't know, man. Somebody just told me to take a leap. I just leaped.
And what was Jay Thomas doing? What was he doing?
He was looking at me like, oh, this thing crashed. This nigga lost his mind.
That's what's up, yo.
The desk probably worth like $1 million. I'm jumping all over this.
Because don't they got a gold couch or something like that?
Nah,
Lenny S, man. Lenny S. Invite the gold drink couch. Champs up there, goddammit. But True Life, man, we're so proud of you. Yeah. We want you to continue the success. Mm-hmm. So you got the new joint with Velas. I said it right?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm fucking good.
Yeah.
All right, you got the new joints with Velas and Rick Ross.
Yeah.
I seen the video. It's very rich. Very rich. You had models. I can't even afford models. I don't know if when you went away, that's not how we do videos no more. We don't do models. We don't do cars. We don't rent spots. It's all renegade shit. So when I came to you, I said, I walked into the video. I was like, did the nigga sign a Def Jam? Nigga had like.
He really did say that. He said, what the fuck, man? Look like Def Jam. You got a Def Jam budget.
I'm dead serious. My video is $1,500 right now. We don't get none of that. You gotta bring your own water. You gotta bring your own makeup. You gotta bring your own models. This nigga, you came home, your first video was better. Like, you spent more money than my last, let me be modest, like 55 videos. Like, nah, this is serious. Like, I look, and you know, Jay Thomas is my, like, bro. I got nothing but love for him. That's even your brother. I know, you know, it's up in the air. What's it, Debo? Debo, I know.
Nah, it's not up in the air. We good.
I'm bigging up Debo. You know what I'm saying? But your people, and they really laid it out for you. Like, I just want you to understand that niggas don't come home and shoot a video of that caliber. I've been home, and I ain't shooting a video of that caliber. One, because I'm cheap, and two, I'm petty. God damn it, y'all spent the budget on that shit. These niggas had the Ferraris. I don't even know if a Ferrari door lift up. Like, because I ain't getting that much money. But what did they have? The Spider? They had the Ferrari. They had the two, listen, first of all, they had the two Wraiths just kissing each other. That's it. Like, the Wraiths was just kissing each other. I'm trying to rent a Wraith for a month right now. This is to let you know. They were going to charge me 10 bands.
That's a hip-hop hobby.
Goddamn. No, that's a hip-hop hobby. I need his credit. Who got good credit? Any nigga that got good credit, I got 5. All right, we try. I was about to say 5 bands. Let's start at 1. Let's start at 1 and then we get to 5 bands. But True Life, man, I'm so proud of you because so many people come home bitter. So many people come home and they want to blame this guy. Some people say it was this person's fault. You came home, you didn't blame nobody. I seen you on the Breakfast Club. You even bigged up the family that you was accused of. And that was just so honorable to me. To me, it's like, that's what a real nigga does, because you didn't try to get money off the crime. And then you said that you actually didn't do it. And that, to me, is what a real man is supposed to be.
Yeah.
A man is a, because there's so many people who did your situation, came home and been like, yo, I go to body, bitch. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you come home the exact opposite.
Yeah.
You come home the exact opposite in the time where Black Lives Matter. And what I said, the reason why I say Black Lives Matter is because when you're Latino, you're black.
Right.
I don't give a fuck what the fuck you, I don't give a fuck who raised you. Latino and black is the same culture.
Yeah, for sure.
And for you to come home and to be still kicking righteous shit and still be like, everybody should salute you. Everybody should be behind. Akinyele came here the other day and he's running for mayor.
Right. Of South Beach.
Of South Beach. Let's big this nigga off, goddammit. Put it in your mouth, nigga. It's running for mayor of South Beach. And I'll be for sure.
The king of KOD.
I can't vote, but I'm gonna make sure everybody around me votes. Swear to God. So for you to come home and you to be this guy, I wanna salute you. I wanna commend you. I wanna let you know that Drink Champs, EFN, DJ Nori.
DJ Nori? You're flipping it. That's dyslexia for sure.
But we gonna fully support your movement. We wanna get behind you. Pause, hold on. How's everybody doing? That's twin moms!
Yeah.
Twin moms!
Come over here, Moms. This twin mom. Say hi to your people. I see you on Instagram. It's the first time I met you.
Say hi.
All right. What's your name?
Lupin.
Lupin. I didn't get that, but it was hard. It was hard.
Lupin. It's a Lupin. Just like a Lupin.
Super Dominican.
Yes. And, yo, big up to the Dominicans. So I want to big you up for coming home and being because so many people gonna blame somebody else, and you came home and you really just took your shit. Yeah. Man. But how does that attitude even derive? Like.
Like I said, I had to, a lot of looking in the mirror to
soul
do it
searching.
Myself, you know? I had to dig deep in my soul, and like what he said, I had to soul search, and I don't know, you know, it's a different thing. Like I said, when you're sitting in there facing life, you just, I don't know.
And you got degrees in there too, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Because you definitely came home skinny. That was real.
Yeah.
Like, how you come home skinny? I was like, this thing came home skinnier than me.
I had a chance, I'm saying, I had a lot of time up there to work out and get diesel and all
so
that.
So you was going to the yard, but you were going to the law library.
Nah, I wasn't doing a law library thing because I was already up north, I'm talking about, like, with that. So I was already sentenced and all that, so I was just doing my time. But I just felt like I wanted to use my time wisely and try to better myself as a person and try to do something positive with my time and something that was going, I could take out of there with me that was positive and could stay with me. So I felt like working out, that's cool. But I think that hitting these books is a little better. So I decided to go that route. And once I got one degree, I said, fuck it, let me... Actually, I got my high school diploma in there. I got my GED first. I didn't even have a high school diploma. So I got my GED, and then I went to college, and I got two different degrees.
Make some noise. Yeah, yeah.
What were the degrees?
Business management and biblical studies.
Biblical studies. Oh, yeah. I read that.
Oh, you studying Jesus?
Yeah, all that. We love God.
We ask everybody this question.
We love God.
Don't be uncomfortable.
You're gonna be uncomfortable.
So, you ask everybody this question.
Sounds like
you just came home from 8 years.
Yes.
You was horny as a motherfucker.
Facts.
Do you eat ass? You're Puerto Rican, so I'm not gonna ask you if you eat pussy. Cause it's
here. Tell me. You asked me this question, then you don't remember records where you eat pussy and all that.
Oh, we
asked the wrong freaky nigga. You was asking the wrong freaky nigga.
Let's make some noise with you like shit on Missy Elliott. You like called eat pussy.
Yeah.
And then that nigga said on the record, he said, I eat more pussy than Missy Elliott. Yo,
that's the reality.
Yeah, I see Missy Elliott recently. She still ain't let it go. What happened, Nori? I was like, what? I don't even remember that. Wait, what more than do exactly what you were talking about? But, do you eat ass? We haven't established that yet. Come on, you gotta have fun with this.
Okay. I don't know, I might have missed a couple licks and hit the grass.
It's an accident.
Yeah,
we had 50 here.
50 went in. 50 went in.
We had 50 here. And I swear to God, we didn't even have to ask 50. 50 knew that we always ask everybody, do you eat ass? And he just got up. He was like, yo, all of you motherfuckers eat ass.
Relax.
You're making me more uncomfortable. But listen, as a Puerto Rican, you're the first Puerto Rican we have on the show. 100%. I'm Puerto Rican. I'm proud to be Puerto Rican. I'm sorry. I was about to say nigger Rican, but I don't like that term. Because it feels like I'm dissing my black side.
Yeah, Gunplay too. Gunplay's half Puerto Rican.
Gunplay. I've seen Gunplay
yesterday. What's the other side? Jamaican?
I never knew that.
Jamaican.
Fabulous is half Dominican. Fabulous. I seen you wear the Capone and Noriega War Report shirt, and we respect that.
Yep.
But what we're gonna have to do is we're gonna have to ask you, Fabulous, to start repping your Dominican side because we got love for you, Mr. Fabulous Life. Juel Santana. We heard you half. Something.
Yeah.
Forgot. So let me leave it at all. Jim Jones. Everybody. Rapper Noid.
AZ.
Yeah.
All you half Latinos.
They wasn't repping in the 90s, man.
They wasn't repping. That's the reason why they're sitting back and they're like, I'm saying, not the people that is good, but the people that is not good is sitting back and saying, why is Nori popping? You know what I'm saying? Now that I'm going to get money again, so I can wear a $30 watch. It's fact. But they're sitting back. And you know why? It's because I never denied my Latino side.
Right.
Because and when hip hop began, there was a black guy, there was a black guy, and there was a Spanish guy who was breakdancing.
No, rhyming too, Charlie Chase.
All right, but I'm just saying. I'm sorry.
MCs, DJs, all that.
So because hip hop is not a black thing. Hip hop is a black and Latino thing. And to me, black and Latino is the same exact thing. But you are first Puerto Rican. You are first Latino. You are first parolee.
Well, besides
parolee.
Fat Joe.
What's up?
Fat Joe. Which I thrust a half Cuban part out of
there. Yeah. Damn near had a retirement. You know what I'm saying? Because he didn't like Fat Joe. Mark Bevers in his Cuban side.
I was the same thing. Like, you're Cuban, man.
Yeah. He's Cuban B. You know that? He's Cuban B.
Okay, that's
you know up. How many Cuban niggas you was locked up with in jail?
Not too many, though. Not too many.
Did you go to the masjid?
Yeah, I went to the masjid.
You did? That's what's up. Those are dogs.
Yeah, facts.
That's like a peaceful place in jail.
You know, I was always into, back in the days, I tell you, I used to be God body, so it always, I was always intrigued by learning different things about, you know, religion and different things. So I dibbled and dabbled in all religions because I had to, you know, I just don't take nothing for face value. You understand what I'm saying? So
what's the next thing for true life right now? Now, true life is home. You done shot $1 million video. In my mind, it's $1 million. Yeah. Don't even dispute me. Like, we gonna spread the rumor. True Life just shot $1 million video. Let's make some noise. I'm not gonna lie, I was sitting there like, Jesus. I had to hit my man, Mr. Lee. Like, yo, do you see this nigga video? He got like 1,200 cars. We had 12. Here's 1,200. So what is the plan? Mogul Tree, we get that part.
Yeah.
We get that you're building independency.
Yeah.
But so what's the plan? Are you ever wanna be signed or have distribution, or you just wanna just
Independent
is hard, my brother.
Nah, we're going to get it right, the distribution. Like I said, we in the middle of figuring it out. You know, we in talks with different people, so we figuring that out. But right now, I just want to concentrate on making music and having fun with it, you know. Because if you ain't having fun with it, then it don't make sense
to do it. And owning it, too, is the important part.
So right now, I'll be honest with you, I feel like I'm having the most fun I've ever had in my life recording. Because for the first time, I'm putting God first, and I'm putting all the negativity and all the bullshit to the side. So I don't have none of that vibe around me. Like, we don't have to, like, you know, before we couldn't vibe out and just go to a party and just, you know, and even have a good time. It was, you know, guns on us, and we thinking about, you know, it's just a whole nother vibe that come along when you living that life, you know what I'm saying?
Right,
like, you can't have fun looking over your shoulder. So now, you know, even though I may have beefs or whatever, I don't look over my shoulder no more. I let God do that. So I ain't even tripping on that. It's I don't walk in no fear. Whatever's going to happen is going to happen. And, you know, I'm just having fun with the music. So I'm having the most fun I've ever had in my life in this era right here and doing these records I'm doing now.
Let's make some noise for that man having a head on his shoulder. That's real shit right there. So you squashed it with Prodigy. What is up any other past beefs you would like to get over?
Anybody that, you know, that feels like
Cam
I got any, well, I ain't got no issues with Cam. Either.
I know, but I'm saying if you was to see Cam, would you?
It's all love. Yeah. You know, it's
Cameron, we love you. True Life said he ain't got no beef with you.
True Life love everybody, man. I don't
and
got
Cam,
no beef with
please
nobody.
Get
shout
the
out,
fuck on here.
Shout
yeah,
out to Cameron, Jim Jones. I don't care about the bird shit and all that. Like, you know, the fans
big
be trying to antagonize me a lot. Like, oh, he called you a bird. Like,
yeah.
Like, are you serious?
But that's how I knew you was a grown man. That's how I knew because...
Am I supposed to even answer back to that?
Because you know what the crazy shit is? That's how I knew you was a grown man because I know the old True Life and I got to get to know the
new
True
Life. Yeah, you already know.
I got to get to know the new True Life.
Yeah.
So when I seen that, I was like, damn, because, you know, I had just seen Jim recently and we actually wanted Jim on here. But I was like, damn, I didn't want that to
but
go.
You know
that
how
route.
Most beefs really happen is through a lot of entourages and a lot of the people you got next to you and a lot of, you know, like
misunderstandings,
you know, miscommunication. But it's a lot of the times it's different people that you have around because, you know, when most people not, I was like I said, but at the time I wasn't as approachable neither. You know what I'm saying? Like my mind was just not really there. Like I wasn't willing to do the type of, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know, it's just a different vibe, like, you know what I'm saying?
Tell you a story about
don't
you.
Die,
like,
don't die.
One day when I first met my wife, who's my wife right now. I first met my wife one time. I said one time.
Yo, not to cut you off. Yeah. A lot of the homies get mad at me though, and know some of them, because you know not everybody feeling how I feel or think
they
how
ain't
I think.
Feeling your positivity.
No, they feel that, but they be like, yo, you gotta tell these niggas though, but it can still happen.
Right,
chill, man.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Don't forget to say that part though. Tell them it can still happen, so they know.
Right.
Like, relax, man. You know what I'm saying?
I like the positive True Life, but I gotta give a story real quick.
Yeah,
one day,
I ain't gonna cut you off, man.
One day when I first met my wife. like you know, I still don't drive. I still to this day don't drive. And True was driving me around, but one day True just called me, and there was a dude that was just beefing with me. Like he was just, it was like a random dude just on the block, like just beefing with me. True pulled up with the AK, like, yo, where he at? I said, yo, True, that was the oldest Spanish guy from the liquor store. Come on, they got him. That's how real you are, though. Like, the people need to know that you never even hit me. You knew where I was at, and you came, and that's just who you are. And I just have to appreciate that. I have to salute that, and I have to always support anything that you're ever doing. Wow. And that's 100%. Even if me and you ain't never speak, I would always do that because you're a person that I want to win.
Thank you.
There's a lot of people that I don't. It's not that I don't want them to win. That's not the police, right? That sounded a little crazy. But it's not. It's like you're not only a person I want to win. I want to help win. You know what I'm saying? Because you're a genuine guy, and we don't have too many people like you left. And the thing about it is, if we don't represent for you now, it might be over. Like not for you, but I'm saying it'd be over for our kind.
Yeah.
So I always want to step up. I always want to do it. You said that you're going to be a CEO. So is Zealous going to be one of your artists? Did I say that right?
Zealous.
Velas.
Velas is just, I just want to see Velas win. Whatever I got to do, you know, we'll figure
that
out. You're
going to be the next Future Velas, right? Yeah.
I'm just trying to be the next
Future.
You're
going to
be bigger than Future. You're going to be the next Velas.
Talk to the next Velas, man.
Yeah, I'm just trying to be the next Velas.
You're the first Velas.
First Velas. You know.
Do the dance, little disco vibe.
Yeah. I ain't gonna lie, that's why I can't come out with this generation because my rhythm is all fucked up.
I be looking in the
mirror. I be looking in the mirror like this is some 90s shit. They ain't gonna feel that. You know what I mean? But true, the Rosarios,
Rosanios.
Yeah. So is it gonna be available soon?
Yeah, that's definitely gonna be available in Walmart soon. Shit, we might have that shit everywhere. We don't know what we ain't figured it all out yet just yet. But we got some big things in the making with that. Facts. We actually got distributors hollering at us and all that, trying to get it in the stores and all that. We got some big people hollering at us and all that. Seriously, like real serious people hollering at us. But
right. It's
all good. We just chilling.
God bless True Life for coming
to the
here. God bless the drink champs.
Yeah, shout out to my brother D1, Free My Brother 730. You already know what it is.
The 730, I haven't seen him in a long time.
Yeah.
Debo.
Yeah.
I said D-Boy earlier. I'm retarded. Debo.
Yeah, shout out to my brother.
That's my nigga. Big up Mogul Tree.
You already know.
Big up Warehouse. Big up Warehouse. They just signed Manolo Rose, correct? And you were part of that, right, Jay Thomas? Come over here, Jay Thomas. Stop being shy. Look at you. You got the bar chain. Come over here. Jay Thomas, tell them niggas what y'all doing, man, at Warehouse, Mogul Tree.
Well, we doing everything right now. I'm in a good place right now with everybody, man. Mm-hmm. With my brother right here, with his brother, with Fresh, my brother right there.
Fresh, my nigga. I owe money. He don't even care.
Everybody, man. Miami, we did a thing. We did our thing this weekend. I want to shout out Velas and Niles and our whole Mogul Tree, Tone, Porilla. Mm-hmm. Everybody that came out, man.
Right.
And you too,
and shout your Instagram out, because you the CEO.
Jay Thomas. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. That's with an underscore or anything?
Nah.
I feel like you got an underscore in your name somewhere.
No, man, we changed it up.
Changed it up?
Yeah.
Yo, shout out to my nigga Brian too, man. You already know what it is, man.
Brian, where Brian at? Here?
Brian in here somewhere, man.
Okay.
Actually, before we start a new segment, you don't even
September
know.
September 10th. But hold on, let me shout out September 10th. We're doing a Drink Champs weekend.
We are. September 10th.
You can hit Mr. Lee at Star Rock Entertainment. We're going to do a great event. And I also want to big up 8 and 9 Clothing Store, who always, you know, holds us down. Big up to Ray, 8 and 9. Big up to everybody at 8 and 9, because there's so many people. But go ahead.
We start a new segment. He don't even know that. One second.
Okay.
We want to bless you as well.
Okay.
This is a gift pack from the Drink Champs. Right? You got a T-shirt. You got a shot glass. You got Colombian white there. You got everything there.
Yeah, you know what?
You know what our other guest gets? A five.
Yo, there's one thing that I never brought up.
Right,
and I'm only bringing this up because we were just talking about this outside.
Please.
I keep getting catfish wild crazy. I'm talking about wild crazy for, like, seriously crazy for the last 8 years. And I was getting thousands and thousands of mail from different chicks thinking I was going out with them. And I'm like, what the hell is this? And it was just wild crazy. So I just want to tell these people, man, to be careful out there on the internet. No, be careful out there on the internet with all these fake pages going to all these dating sites and stuff like that. And you seeing pictures of me. And I don't care what information, because some of the information they get,
oh,
I'm
so
like,
you saying some people are acting like they
really,
true life?
No, they really, really like going hard. Wow. Like taking money from women.
Oh, so some people are catfishing you.
Catfishing me.
They using you as a catfish.
They using my profile. No, they using my profile to catfish women. They've been doing it for a long time, though, and it's been crazy. So I never said that, and I just want to let all these women know out there, like, don't go on these dating sites and stuff like that. You seeing pictures of me and stuff like that. And let's get this right. It's the real true life. I guess, because they hit me up with sites I don't even know. There's one site called Tag. I was just showing them on my computer, on the gram, how I was going back and forth with this one girl. I was explaining to her, and I was telling them the story and stuff. But it was just, it's just crazy. So I'm just trying to tell these chicks, man, it's not me. You're going, you know, be careful on that internet, man. The real true life is my Instagram, man. If you ain't hollering at me on there, then you ain't hollering.
The real true life is your Instagram and your Twitter?
Yeah, my Twitter is the real true life, too.
Snapchat's
the real true life, too.
Man. Vellus Music on Instagram and Twitter.
Spell Vellus Music just in case. We got some people.
Yeah, Vellous Music.
All right, that's how I would spell it. It's not an I in there?
Nah.
I'm dyslexic. Oh. My mind is I.
We got drunk listeners.
Yo, one chick said she had naked pictures of me. I said, you got the wrong man. I ain't no Magic Mike in the face ass thing. You got me twisted, baby.
I don't know why I think Eddie Giggs is behind that right there.
Facts.
But you shouted out all your shit?
Oh, yeah. Snapchat, all because I'm king.
You know what I'm gonna do? Like not this album.
Talk to the mic, my friend.
Not this album, but the next album, I'm gonna hire like a nigga like you.
Why not just me?
Now I'm hiring you. I like your style. You know what I'm saying? That's what I would have said. That's what if a nigga would have said something around me like that, but to make me be new. You know what I'm saying? Like, because a lot of times when you've been in the game, like I'm going on pretty much 20 years, 19.
Yeah, no, that's 20 years.
2017 will be officially 20 years.
Dude,
so
first album.
Longer than that. Congratulations, man.
Niggas are making me mad. Yep, that's you all. Niggas supposed to be like, nah, you're supposed to hold on a couple of years. Next year, 20, nigga. That's it. You know you got fouled. But I would have to hire a person. I would have to hire you just to keep me in pocket, keep me in tune, because the thing is, I don't want to be the old nigga reminiscing about the days of the old days. I want to have music that reflects this time, but still be me.
Yeah.
And a person like you can help me out my brother. You know what I'm saying? True life, man, I can't thank you enough. But we ain't going to let you go because you know why? There's another question we ask.
What's
all
up?
Artists. Yeah. We all been hot. We all been fucking.
From
1997 to 2016, me personally, I had 16 of them. You know where I'm going, right? How many abortions you paid for?
This is where we lose all advertisers.
Yeah. Advertisers, stop fucking with us. Get out of here. Zealous, how many abortions you paid for?
Nah, man.
Oh! Y'all niggas is music condoms? Stop music condoms!
They're responsible motherfuckers, man.
Stop music condoms! You gotta get you gotta just bust a camera on that guy. You know the crazy shit is when you bust and you be like, I ain't mean to do that. That was your fault. I'm sorry. Yo, true life. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank y'all.
Thank you for laughing because that was the thing was about when I seen you on a Breakfast Club and I seen you on Sway in the morning and I was like, they don't know how to talk to my man. They don't know how to bring it out of my man. They don't know because one thing for sure. The people don't know about you. You is one of the funniest dudes ever. Like, you was one of the only dudes, only other rappers that I would rank on, and he would rank on me right back. Like, he wouldn't wait. He'd be like, what? You think my shit was funny? Like, and he would rank on me right back. And that's,
That's what this podcast is. Like, I told Ja Rule, that's my nigga. I love Ja Rule. But I told him, I said, I made you cool again. And he didn't really understand what I was saying. Because what I meant, because that's my brother. I love Ja Rule. But what I'm saying is, he didn't understand that his image in the hood after the 50 Cent drama, what it was. And then when we got down and we sat with him.
Nah, that shit was crazy.
And we put him in there with Jada Kiss. So many people kept texting us and tweeting us, excuse me, and was saying, yo, you made me realize how cool Ja Rule was again. And I tried to tell Ja Rule that, but we was on the phone, so he couldn't really understand that. But that's what this podcast is. It's about showing the side of people that people don't know. You know what I'm saying? So
for the people, by the people.
For the people, by the people. And like we had 50 Cent stand here. We had Fat Joe stand here. And all of their reputations preceded them and made, and they actually pinpointed situations where their reputations made it worse for them. My whole thing with you is to big you up, not to take away any person you are.
Shout out to 50 and Joe, though. Both
yeah, shout out to 50 and Joe. But my thing is to show how cool you are, to show how funny you are. Because that, listen, when you buy a dude's album, you buy his album. That doesn't mean you invest into this artist. But when you watch a dude's interview, you're invested into the artist. And I'm going to give you that, young man, because I know you're a young dude. You're coming up. But people don't buy your records from your records. They buy your records from your interviews.
Into your personality.
Because your records, whoever you can be, you can be. Like, Weeknd don't do interviews. So Weeknd is going to continue to do who he is. But if his music ever fall down, the radio station will never accept him again. Because he chose that side. He said, I'm never doing interviews. So he'll go to Toronto, he'll go to such and such, and a big up Weeknd, because that's a fucking ill stance. And we need you on Drink Champs.
Do one interview.
I'm sorry. That was like a shameless plug. I said that. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry, Weeknd. I'm sorry. I need you to hook up, too. But sorry. I just who I am. I'm a foul nigga, too. But I just want to commend you guys. I want to commend what you're doing, because it's not a lot of artists that support artists and take it from there in true life. I just want to say welcome home.
Thank you.
I want to say that I'm behind you in a pause way, but I'm behind you. I want to support. I really want you to win, my brother. And I don't give a fuck. I really, really want you to win.
I already
and
won, I want man. You, I'm home. I
want those you to, kids, no, those I want you to win again.
I already I
want
won, you, man. Like, I can't win bigger than that, man.
Nah. Yeah,
when
nah.
I wake up and I see them freedom. Kids' smiles, man, like, I can't
I'm the
win
nigga. I'm the type of nigga, you just ran through the marathon. I'm like, do it again. Like, I just ran 26 miles. I don't care. Do another one. Because I want you, because it's like, yo, true, they wanted me dead, man, nigga.
Facts.
They threw me in a graveyard. And the problem is, they threw the dirt. They threw me, what's that shit called?
The grave?
Yeah, they threw me in the grave. They put the dirt on me, but they forgot to check my pulse.
Yeah,
I'm Puerto Rican.
Yeah,
nigga.
I'm digging. Talk that shit, man.
Dig it out, that motherfucker. What the fuck? And then the niggas like, oh shit, he ain't only dig out of this shit. The niggas in my dinner table. We doing it, and that's what Drink Champs represent. Drink Champs is the culture for the culture.
100%.
For the culture. So anytime, you know what I'm saying? Anytime you guys want to come back, you guys can come back. You can promote your projects. You ain't got to be hot.
I got to get off this damn parole so I can get twisted in the motherfucker.
Yes.
I've been trying to pass. Listen, every other guest, I pass them a blunt and I try to. That's the thing about it. But I'm very careful with you because I want you to stay home. I want you to win.
We doing everything Zealous. Right, man. Shout out to my parole officer, too, because I know you watch.
Shout out to him. That was awkward.
Shout out to him.
We've never had a shout out to the parole officer.
I can't make none of this shit happen without him, y'all.
Let's big him up because, listen, you ain't even supposed to be in another state and
that's
he let you
saying.
Come through.
Facts.
But you know what the crazy shit is? What I would like to tell your parole officer is I used to smoke mad weed. And True would be right in the cipher and he ain't smoked it. He'd just be like,
I don't fuck with him.
But you used to like the
it's
smell
crazy
back
they
in
was
the
just, they was just asking me about that shit early. Somebody asked me. I'm like, I never did none of that shit. I never was in the drugs.
This is the crazy shit. Like True.
I was telling them how my perception, how people think, like, oh, this nigga crazy. Like, they be thinking I be doing all types of drugs or something. I'm just chemically imbalanced.
And thinking you and yo, I used to be like six of us, like just sitting there smoking. And True would be right in the middle. doing this shit. And we keep trying to pass through the blood, and she'll be like, I don't fuck with that shit. I'm like,
I'm bipolar.
Shit.
That's the bipolar in this city.
You didn't even pour a drink.
No, you said you're
going to
finish it.
No, I'm
going to
finish this drink. Oh,
you want another one?
Yeah, I want another one, goddamn. Big up your moms, man. Come on.
That doesn't sound right.
That's my mom.
Shout out to Lupe.
That's my auntie. Big up. Big up both twins. Yeah. Both of them is here, Frankie and Ellen. Those are my guys. We're going to LA from August 27th. You going to the 26th because you're an early guy.
See my family out there.
See his family. We're going to Drink Champs will be in LA from August 26th to the 30th. Yeah. I know you're leaving on the 29th. Don't worry. Don't stop me. But and then September 10th, we're doing our barbecue slash we're going to do it starting from September 10th because I'm coming from Hawaii. I need a vacation. Can I have a vacation in EFN?
I'll take it.
All right, please. So I'm gonna go to Hawaii from the September 6th or the 5th to the 9th, and then I'm coming home to have this barbecue. I want to big up 8 and 9 for letting us come here once again. Big up Ray. Big up the whole staff for 8 and 9.
Make sure they get the party packs out there.
Make sure you get the party packs.
Yeah, DreamChamps.com.
We're selling the cups.
The shot.
I don't even have a shot glass, if you know.
No, I got one.
Sonny fucking broke all my shot glasses in my house.
How the fuck that happened?
I don't know. I'm going to kick him in his balls next time I see him. Like, it's just something. I'm going to pay somebody to just kick him in his balls. Bam! But
we got to thank him for being patient today because you was lazy as a motherfucker today.
Yo, listen to me.
The whole team, thank you very much.
Where's Popo?
For the team.
Where's Popo? Popo's out there. I see the car out there. But Popo, I'm sitting here waiting for my driver, Popo, to hit me.
What the fuck happened to you today, man?
Diego's fault. We went out to eat. We was having fun. We was drinking.
After but the Jay-Z like, phone call.
It was like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Mind you, he dropped me off because he didn't know I don't drive. He dropped me off. I sat there. And I'm waiting for Popo to call me because it was my driver. It was my guy, Popo. What is it? I forgot his Instagram. But I'm waiting for Popo to call me. And then what happens is I don't realize my phone is on silent. So I'm like, all right, let's just fall asleep. And then I'm looking.
He was killing
me. And then Twin, that's big up DC Twin.
He knocked on
my door.
He said, you about to shoot me.
And I almost flipped him. I was like, what the fuck you at, I didn't invite you. And he's like, yo, True Life. I was like, oh, shit. I didn't even wash my face, my nigga. And usually I wake up, I walk, and I was like, oh, shit. I was like, I grabbed my keys, locked my door, and I just came right here.
He never does that. That was.
Yeah, nah, because, you know, 100% is, you know, when a person messes up with me, they don't have another time to mess up with me again. That's just with me. And that's all I thought about. I was like, I don't want this nigga to ever think I know, kind of you modest and I know you humble, but it's about me.
Facts.
Like, that shit bothered me because I really do love you as a person. Like, you my nigga. Like, me and you, you ate in my crib. You used to come to my crib. We used to come to each other. Like, we used to hang out. So I apologize as a man. And this is me as a man. I don't give a fuck what anybody else look at me. I don't give a fuck if them niggas, because the fans be fucking with me. You know what I mean? I don't give
shout
a fuck
out
if
the
fans
be
like,
army too.
You apologize that nigga way too much. Y'all shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. This is what I mean, because I am a real nigga. So if anybody ever look at me as a different thing, I want to apologize because I'm not always right. And that's just life.
But that's human nature.
That's
man.
Human nature. And yo, as a man, I apologize. And listen, like I said from the beginning of this podcast, I want to continue to make sure that you call me brother again. You did call me brother earlier, but I want more frequently. So I want to, and
my
because
for life,
you my dude. You at Dream today.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow you at Dream.
Tomorrow we gonna tear the city down.
Where you at Saturday? Because did you have two parties out here?
I'm out of here on Saturday.
I'm in Cameo. By the time this comes out, I've had already been at Cameo.
Well, we don't know that yet.
Nah, we know that. Yeah, we know that because I want to spend a week of just promoting this.
Okay.
So let's drop Akinelli tomorrow.
We're just telling the fans what we're going to do right now.
Yo, what smell is that? That shit smells like
that's 89 trying to take care of the.
Oh my God, I need that in the crib. That
smells
like Rosanio. So True Life, I thank you so much, my nigga.
Thank y'all. Thank
you. My
y'all.
A&R. Yeah, me and you, we're going. Listen, I thank you so much. I ain't gonna front. I like that. But I thank you so much, True Life. You're a real duo. I want you to be successful.
Nah, you're a real one too.
I don't
God
want
bless you, bro.
I don't want you to fully cross out going back to a label, because as a person who made mad mistakes, y'all spending $30,000.
Yeah, it's not crossed out, but you know, we trying to get things right, man. I would love to be in a situation where we don't have to do that, but if you know, so be it. The situation presents itself, that's the right situation, you know, for me businessly.
Right.
Then I'm gonna snatch that up.
Yeah, because me personally as a fan, and I'm not talking about me as your friend or me as your brother or me as anybody, I would like to see you on an Epic Records. Mm-hmm. I would like to see you on a Def Jam. Mm-hmm. I would like to see you on a Rock Nation. I'd like to see you on a Tidal. I'd like to see you on something, because you know why? Your music, you always have made music that is bigger than your image.
Wow.
And that's a beautiful thing. So many people make music that is not equivalent to their image.
Yeah.
You make music that is
right
bigger.
Now. Some of these guys are like, "Nori's crazy," because they don't know.
I heard like two of your albums, not one.
Yeah, facts.
Like I heard like two or three of your albums, and I'm like, "God damn it!" And niggas with real full fledged budgets couldn't pull off what you did, from Rick Ross to Jeezy to Nas to Jay-Z to whoever you've ever worked with. It's like, so I just want, and mind you, I love being independent because I like being my own boss.
Well,
but right now, Mike Kaiser, answer your fucking phone. You foul motherfucker. I would, L.A. Reid, please answer your fucking email. Well, I would sign back to a label in a minute.
I just, shout out to L.A. Reid. I seen him when me and Future was together.
At the Future video. Yeah, let's talk about that, because you were like the only, like.
Yeah, he was actually telling me. I ran into Sylvia Rome before that day, too. And they were both asking me to come up there.
I got the keys.
Yeah.
You want to dance, huh? We in the mirror like,
little
nigga gonna laugh at me. Let me
relax. Legit
relax. You ain't gonna legit right there. Now you co-signing? My nigga. Yo, you know what the crazy shit is? I swear to God, that's my favorite Kanye record.
Nah, I appreciate it.
All day. All day. And that's why when True was introducing me to you, I was like, he kept saying these other records, and I'm like, I know this nigga from somewhere else. I thought me and you went to school or something. I know I'm older than you, but I thought it was something else. And then the nigga said, he produced the Kanye All Day. I was like, that's exactly what I know him from. Yo, man, you're a very talented guy.
Appreciate
you're from
it.
Upstate New York, which is New York.
Upside
and New York,
KI All Day.
And New York, we gonna start representing Albany, Poughkeepsie. It doesn't matter where the fuck you from.
Yeah,
if you from New York, we're from New York. We gonna represent it. We gonna represent the East Side and True Life. I'm so thankful. My motherfucking guy, I'm so thankful for
good
you guys
luck,
coming through, man. And yo, this is Drink Chance motherfucking podcast. And now I'm gonna smoke some weed, because I doubt some good. Listen, I did not smoke weed the whole interview. Are you not proud of me?
I'm very proud of you.
You're supposed to stop me in mid-interview and say, I'm proud of you, Nori.
Man, I don't smoke, I don't give a fuck.
Your beard was supposed to text me. Your beard didn't even text me, my nigga. Yo, thank you, True Life.
Thank y'all, man. I appreciate y'all.
Let me get your name right. It's Vellis?
Vellis.
With a V. Vellis.
Yeah.
Motherfucking True Life. Yo, we love y'all. Drink Chance Podcast. Let's go!
Find all your favorite movies and shows faster with Xfinity. Just speak into the X1 voice remote to search across live TV, on demand, even Netflix and Prime Video. Now that's simple, easy, awesome. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Restrictions apply.